Sharon Niehaus and her husband, Leon, a noted basket maker, have been married 37 years. They live on a 3.5-acre parcel of land on the north edge of Huntsville. Their place is beautiful this cool spring morning, covered in blooming cherry trees, viburnum, crabapple, lilacs, and lots of purple redbud. Leon tends a large cut flower and herb garden up the hill behind the bungalow. The soil is really rich.
I use herbs in the soap, and most of my herbs are not in this garden because this garden gets tilled up regularly, and the herbs tend to be perennial. So we gather yarrow when it's time. I have some tansy way over there against the fence. I gather violet leaves. They're actually a wonderful herb. And dandelion, it's got a rich emollient, so it's a great facial complexion herb. And then I use rosemary, lavender, rose petals, calendula, there are a parsley, lots of different herbs go in the soaps.
Sharon and Leon first moved to Pettigrew, back to the Landers, circa 1975, but they relocated to Huntsville. They've raised three children here and now keep three dogs, Ben, Digger, and Whiskey Poo, a crazy little Maltese poodle who leads us into the house.
So this is where soap pots are and soap oils. And the soap making happens in the kitchen. So the oil is acid, the soap, the lye is alkaline. You put them together, it's a chemical reaction. You stir them and keep all the little molecules bumping into each other until they start to do their chemical reaction, and then it begins to become soap. It saponifies.
Sharon uses rice bran oil instead of olive oil, purchased in South Arkansas, mixed with coconut and palm oils in her soaps.
It's a great cosmetic oil because it's so full of antioxidants, lots of vitamin E, great for your skin. I think it makes a wonderful silky lather, so I love the way it feels in the soap, and it just works really well. And it's an Arkansas product, which I hope people like.
And her old-fashioned lye soap is the real thing. Most commercial soaps you see on the store shelves are not really soap, but rather synthetic detergent. So by law, must be labeled as beauty, deodorant, or cleansing bars.
So that would be palm oil, and there is coconut oil. The coconut oil adds lather, the palm oil adds hardness, and both of them are very good for your skin.
Leon mixes the lye solution, sodium hydroxide, and water outdoors. A chemical reaction heats the solution to almost 200 degrees. Next, Sharon warms oils in a separate stainless steel pot in the kitchen to around 105 degrees, adds the lye water mixture, then using a professional stick blender, stirs it for about a half hour till the soap starts to trace or thicken. She pours the mixture into long wooden molds. Leon slices the long bars into chunks, using his jigsaw fixed with a wire rather than a blade, making a cleaner cut. Then the soap is stored and cured.
We pretty much keep up. What we like to do is get enough ahead that the soap has plenty of curing time. We don't take it to market until it's safe to use. This is a cold process soap, so it continues saponifying and curing in the bar.
Sharon shows off packaged soaps held in crates in a long dark hallway to keep them cool.
Oatmeal, milk, and honey soap. And that uses, we actually use oatmeal flour instead of oatmeal. It disperses it more evenly through the soap. It's great. Oatmeal is softening, does other nice things. Some people love oatmeal soaps. Milk and honey are great. Milk is a softening and moisturizing thing for soap. The honey is a humectant, helps to hold moisture on the skin. So we also do a rose clay milk and honey. I think this is the rose petal. I can't make claims that I can't substantiate. But the thing about rose petals is that it's supposed to open up the capillaries, increase circulation, increase blood flow. So it's great for the skin. The lemon balm is a very mild and soothing herb. The calendula is a gentle cleanser. This is the lemon balm and calendula. And then over here we have the lavender, which is a really popular thing. I love lavender. It's very, we know that it's a soothing fragrance, but it's also a very cleansing herb. At the same time, it's a very gentle herb, so it's great.
Rose clay will do what for your skin?
The clays are a great thing for cosmetics. They have a lot of mineral qualities that are nourishing to the skin. Mm-hmm. They absorb impurities. Different clays do different things. The rose clay in here is a pretty mild clay. What gives it the pinkness is iron oxides. So it's just very nourishing. The other clay that I use is in a soap called Clarity, which has just a lot of different herbs in it just to help clarify and cleanse the complexion.
Our soap maker's complexion is really nice, a combination of her products and genetics, she says. Sharon also makes lip balm and hand balm.
So yesterday I made hand balms. These will be for the market. I still have to clean up the tins and label them. But there's the lavender hand balm.
Very nice.
And this one is comfrey, and it uses that wonderful comfrey that is such a good healing herb. I infuse that in the oil, and then it's got some essential oils to give it a pleasant fragrance.
What are the ingredients in the balm?
The rice bran oil, and then cocoa butter, beeswax to firm it up, and essential oils. Just put it on the stove. In fact, I need to do that today. Put some rose petals in a pot of oil and start warming them up. Warm it up, draw the good stuff out of the herbs, and then strain them out.
The couple purchased their herbs and rose petals in bulk to make the essential oils.
And these are dried, so of course they're much more potent than fresh, and they smell good. This smells like rose. So I would say that it's probably a cup of petals per batch.
Or three handfuls.
Yeah.
So you're not using measuring. This is all intuitive.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's a lot. That's a lot. And if it were to, I have no idea how many roses that would be. So I'm going to add a little more oil and just put them on the back burner and let it get going.
The end production line is the kitchen table where things are packaged. Each soap is wrapped in a colorful label featuring the Redbud Garden logo, the balms in silver tins, and lip salves in tubes.
Pretty simple operation here. I just have to find the proper labels. This would be the rose clay. And there we are. Small rose clay wrapper and a large rose clay wrapper, since we have two sides of sizes.
Sharon and Leon market their soaps and salves and cut flowers at the Fayetteville Farmers Market in Ozark Natural Foods. Whole Foods almost started carrying their products nationwide, but the recession struck. And Sharon Niehaus says that's a good thing. She much prefers her cottage industry. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.